Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
I'm about to ask a question, and no, you do not need to look at the calendar because it is not April 1st today. Are the Cleveland Browns the team to beat in the AFC? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
You know, the nice thing about news when it breaks at 7 o'clock after we've gone off the air is it's fresh for the next day's picking. Welcome in. We have a great show for you today. From our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, coming your way on 1600 AM. That's the historic Main Gym, heard all across eastern Iowa. Also on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Great, great show for you today. We will preview the Big Ten Tournament with Jess Settles, the former Hawkeye standout, current BTN analyst. Things get underway at the United Center in Chicago in about 80 minutes as the ball will go in the air between Rutgers and Nebraska. The winner takes on Maryland. The game that follows is the one that many in eastern Iowa most likely will be tuned into on the BTN tonight. Illinois, the number 11 seed, taking on the number 14 seed Northwestern Wildcats. Winner gets the Hawkeyes tomorrow. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joins us for the final time this basketball season at the bottom of this hour for Oh Baby, I Love This Segment. And we're even going to squeeze in some Cyclone talk as well tonight. Iowa State gets underway early tomorrow in Kansas City at the Big 12 Men's Tournament. Dylan Montz will be with us for that. And the 6 o'clock showdown tonight, your opportunity, one of two, to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. So not one, but two chances to enjoy $30 to La Cantina. LaCantina319.com is the website to check out before you go. All of this, and I haven't even mentioned the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line yet, 319-366-1600, your conduit, your direct line to us here in the studio. Alex, you had already left last night, and the way that things work around here is the radio that we have in our office, and we all share an office here in the building, is usually tuned to the HD feed. Some of you are familiar with HD radio, HD Z102.9's HD feeds. I think it's HD 3 or 4 is KGYM. South or North Gym, depending on whether you're listening to 3 or 4. And it's about, a good 30 to 40 seconds behind if you were listening on just standard AM right. or FM radio. So you're out the door. I'm sitting at my desk trying to get some extracurricular activities taken care of. And our producer, Kyle Mann, walks around the corner of the office and he looks like a kid on Christmas morning. And so I know something is going on, and I hadn't been paying attention. Normally you can hear the radio down the hall so you know what's going to come out of the radio in the office. I had not been paying any attention, but there had clearly been some breaking news
right
just as we went off the air last night. And lo and behold, Kyle stands there and he says, "Did I just hear that?" I don't know. What? Wait for it. And I was able to be surprised, just as Kyle was about 45 seconds before he walked into the office. Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns. When you look at the Cleveland Browns lineup, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that is a formidable team that the Browns have put together. And the Super Bowl odds for the Browns have jumped to the fifth best of any team in the NFL after the acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr. Now, The new NFL league is officially here, the new year. And so teams are announcing these transactions and signings. And the New York Giants' official Twitter account is getting roasted because they tweeted out, the hashtag NYGiants have acquired Kevin Zeitler, Jabril Peppers, and a pair of draft picks from the Cleveland Browns pending physicals.
They didn't say who
they had to give away. Yeah, you said it, not me. Gave away.
They gave away a top three wide receiver in the NFL for a couple of draft picks and Jabril Peppers. I don't necessarily understand what the Giants are going for. Maybe they're in full tank mode and they realize that Eli Manning is horrible now and he's not getting any better. So they'll go out and draft a quarterback and build around Saquon Barkley. But for the Cleveland Browns, they're going for it now, which is what you have to do in the NFL if your name is not the New England Patriots. If you are not the New England Patriots and you realize that you put a solid core group together, waiting and putting off making moves either in free agency or via trade doesn't do you any good. And you look at the Browns now. You mentioned the offense because on paper, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt when he gets off of the commissioner's exempt list, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., David Njoku.
That's a fantasy football lineup.
It is, and their defense was top three in the league last year. So all of a sudden, the Cleveland Browns look like real Super Bowl contenders. Will they win the Super Bowl? I'm not ready to jump to that conclusion, but I'm ready to say that if they don't get into the playoffs this year, that would be a huge bust.
My question for the listening audience, do we have any long-suffering Cleveland Browns fans listening to the program right now? And if we do, how did you greet this news last night when it came across your television or to your phone via a notification? 319-366-1600. I am not sure I have ever met a fan of the Cleveland. No, I take that back.
I've met one.
I take that back. Toby Trail, who is a friend of mine, is a fan of the Cleveland Browns. So, Ohio native, I believe. So, therefore, I can't officially say I've never met a fan of the Cleveland Browns. They do exist. I haven't seen a ton of them here in Eastern Iowa, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that you will see more Browns apparel this coming season than you've probably ever seen in Eastern Iowa.
Former Cedar Rapids Kennedy linebacker and Iowa State linebacker Josh Jollis, also a Cleveland Browns fan. So there are some in the area. They're just not all that quick to admit that they're Cleveland Browns fans until yesterday.
It's okay. You can come out of the woodwork now. Are the Cleveland Browns the new Golden State Warriors of the NFL? 366-1600. I kid, I jest, but that's a blockbuster. And you also have a team in the largest media market in the country who they've gotten rid of everybody except their 38-year-old quarterback who was last effective 5 years ago.
That's a good number. That's about right.
If you listen to the program and have for a really long time, you know that I am a huge fan of the satirical publication, The Onion. And they had a great story the other day with a picture of Eli Manning, and it said the New York Giants will draft a quarterback to mentor Eli Manning. I laughed at that, but they're hanging on to Eli Manning. They're tearing down. It's like tearing down a house that burnt down, but you're leaving up some of the charred studs to just completely tear it down. If this is a rebuild, I'm not quite sure how they're going about it. Now, the other team in New York got some good news because they got their running back, Le'Veon Bell. And so Jets fans are extremely excited today and optimistic moving forward. And Giants fans, you got to be kidding me, right? Saquon Barkley, how would you like to be Saquon Barkley today? 366-1600. He's going to be run into the ground by the fourth week of the season because the Giants...
I am not touching him in fantasy football. There's no way. I've learned my lesson.
Gettleman, is it Dave Gettleman?
Yes.
Dave Gettleman, who's the GM in New York, has said they're going back to an old school ground and pound approach.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically really flying in the face of everything that analytics say about how you should approach building and putting a team on the field. So here we go with the
ground and pound in the
ground
in the
and pound, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Saquon, but look,
he's going to love it.
Saquon Barkley is a tremendous talent, and we saw last year, even when they had Odell Beckham Jr. and some other nice pieces around him, they ran him ragged.
Yes.
And they're going to try to do that again this year.
They don't have
with a lesser cast.
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback who can throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field, and they don't have an offensive line that can block. But other than that, I think they're in a good position to contend this
maybe
year.
Maybe they will use all of these draft picks to draft a completely new offensive line. 366-1600. Let's go to Rob in Center Point. Rob, what's up?
Hey, not a lot, guys. One of the things that I'm thinking about is I'm not a Browns fan, but I'm close. I'm a Vikings fan. And when the Vikings let Moss go, they let him go for a third or fourth round pick, and that was it. And when you compare that to what the Giants got for Beckham, they got a heck of a deal compared to what the Vikings gave away. I'll listen. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I think that's a fair point. And a lot of people are going back and sort of saying the same thing about the Antonio Brown deal. Well, look what the Pittsburgh Steelers got for Antonio Brown. In this case, it's all about leverage. And the Giants didn't have to make this trade. I'm not sure necessarily all the details around why the Vikings traded Randy Moss. The stories about Randy Moss as somewhat of a problem in the locker room go back to that time. And, of course, now that looks like a horrible trade. It looks like a horrible trade, giving away one of the best receivers to ever play the game for a third-round pick. But in this case, the Giants didn't have to move on from Odell Beckham Jr. They could have brought in their quarterback of the future. If they have a competent quarterback, I think the Giants can make some noise in the NFC East, but they don't. If they shore up that offensive line, I know they paid Nate Solder a bunch of money. They drafted Will Hernandez, who was good as a left guard last year. But if they shore up the offensive line and get a quarterback, I think they can compete. But they keep kicking the quarterback can down the road. They just keep doing it.
Is Odell Beckham still a member of the Giants today if they had used the number two pick in the draft on a quarterback last year instead of Saquon Barkley? And I say this, having watched Saquon Barkley last year, I would want him on my team. The guy is an elusive, sort of Sanders-esque type running back. He's great. But as you said, it's not just last year's draft. The Giants have continually said, we can get by with Eli. We can get by with Eli. It's not 2011 anymore. And so now they've decided, we're going to tear down. But the one guy we're going to keep to build around for 1 year, how much more does Eli have in the tank?
I think that he's lost any fuel.
As far as desire to continue playing.
Well, that's true.
I'm not saying they're building up around him because I don't think he's going to be there in 2 or 3 years, but it just seems like a really bizarre way to approach when you have a talent like Odell Beckham Jr. and you've got a quarterback who's past his prime. Most people would look at that and say, hey, if we put a decent quarterback in there with Odell Beckham Jr. plus Saquon and some other pieces, we got a fighting chance, especially in a division where you're playing the Redskins and the Cowboys. Who else is? And the Eagles?
Yes.
But you at least have a fighting chance. And you got no chance now.
I've heard a lot of chatter about Odell Beckham Jr. and the antics, and they didn't want to keep dealing with all the headaches that he created. And first of all, Todd, we've said this a million times. If you're good enough, people will put up with the antics. And Odell Beckham Jr. is good enough. Second of all, last year, people were referring to his interview that he did with Josina Anderson and saying that he was bad-mouthing the franchise and bad-mouthing everyone. And this sort of goes back to the age-old debate. Yeah, you probably want to keep things behind closed doors, but what he said last year, we have a quarterback. Basically, we have a quarterback that's struggling to stretch the field right now, and I want to be involved in more of the vertical game, and we haven't been able to do that. That's basically what he said. Anybody with two eyes who knows anything about football could have said the same thing.
95-25, if Joe Thomas comes out of retirement, then we can all get excited. Until then, next February is a long way away. Matt in Fairfax is pump the brakes. New first-time coach, tons of egos in the locker room. Now Baker Mayfield could have a sophomore slump. They can be really good, but let them all play together first.
Baker Mayfield is the, in my opinion...
Matt, that's not how this business works.
We have to say that they're the team to beat in the AFC. We can't pump the brakes on something. I kid. But Baker Mayfield is the perfect personality for this locker room. He's the right amount of wild. He's the right amount of professional, which is why they drafted him number one overall, I think. Because... There were those chirpings about his character, and he grabbed his junk when he was playing Kansas, and he was on video running away from the police. But in the locker room, I think this is the perfect quarterback in the perfect situation to be able to get along with all of the different egos and all the different personalities that are going to be in that locker room.
We have sparked something here with Randy Moss reminiscing, because John and Tiffin is on the line, and John wants to discuss the Randy Moss. We fall through a time warp. What the hell happened here? John, what's up?
Randy Moss was traded to the Raiders for Napoleon Harris and a first-round pick, for starters. A, Vikings then in turn went and drafted Trey Williamson, who couldn't catch a cold, let alone a football. But anyway, the Browns, the year that they didn't win any games, they were close. Fumbled away, I think, two losses or two wins in that thing. Last year, the tie and a couple of games that they gave up towards the end, they were pretty close to being above 500 last year. So I think they're going to be very good this year. And it's going to be kind of fun to watch the turnaround from 2017 to 2019. But anyway, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
No problem with John setting the record straight on the Randy Moss deal. If I put you on the spot right now, could you tell me the four teams that have the better odds to win the Super Bowl than the Cleveland Browns?
Patriots?
Chiefs.
Saints. And the Rams.
That's it. Right now, the Browns, a 7-1, 7-1 to win the AFC. Trailing only New England and Kansas City. Both the Chiefs and the Patriots are 3-1 in Vegas right now. And the current Super Bowl odds, 14-1. 24 hours ago, they were 25-1. 25-1 still is, that's decent.
That's pretty good.
That's throwing a dart. 14-1 is, you're in serious contender territory there. 319-366-1600. By the way, the Browns, the current Super Bowl odds, the same as the Green Bay Packers.
Have made some under-the-radar moves. Did they bring back Jordy Nelson today?
If they did, my
roommate texted me, thoughts on the Packers bringing back Jordy Nelson. And I think he was speculating, but just in case, I was like, where the hell did that come from? And he's usually pretty plugged in. But I hadn't seen anything about that.
I have not. Maybe he was.
He was hoping.
He was hoping they would do that. I don't believe.
Okay.
That if it did, it certainly flew under my radar. But are the Browns the look? The Patriots are going to always be good. They're a team of anonymous cyborgs at this point, and they can throw anybody out there and seemingly win 12 games a year. And the Chiefs are everybody's favorite team right now. They're fun to watch. They've got Patrick Mahomes out there slinging the ball all over the place and no-look passes. And Cleveland Browns. It is not April 1st. We are talking about the Cleveland Browns and their odds to win the Super Bowl next year.
So Jordy Nelson has not been released by the Raiders yet, but there were some rumblings that they were contemplating doing so. So maybe that's where that came from.
We've got to keep him there with Antonio Brown, right?
I agree.
We will step aside and take a quick break. There's a lot of sports news to get to today across Eastern Iowa. Kyle's going to have you filled in on most of it when we return with a big board update after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on four giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win two Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
Give it up, everybody, for Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers have just released a statement on the Antonio Brown trade and all but essentially, reading between the lines, telling Antonio Brown to kick rocks. The quote, Antonio remains one of the best players in the National Football League, but as we believe, this move was in the best interest of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here comes the dreaded line. I think most of you know what's coming here. We wish Antonio all the best the rest of his career. Well, Kevin Colbert, the general manager of the Steelers.
At least he didn't say in his future endeavors.
Yeah.
That's usually the plug at the end of it.
Kyle has joined us in the studio. We mentioned a lot going on across Eastern Iowa today. Here's a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today before Iowa State and Iowa both begin playing their conference tournaments tomorrow. Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. The Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he'll be back, and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, and was third in three-point percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of 5 finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is in a different air among her peers, also one of the top 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a 2-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost 5 of their last 6. Fortunately for them, Northwestern's the worst team in the league and losers of 11 of 12. Cedar Rapids River Kings kicker Henry Nell was named the IFL Special Teams Player of the Week today. He made 8 PATs and a field goal last week. Tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we'll have the Warriors and Rockets on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
And perhaps the biggest news in the state, at least for those who are fans of high school athletics on the boys' side of things, Tom Keating of Cedar Rapids Xavier, named the new executive director of the IHSAA. He will officially take over that position July 1st of this season. He spent some time, I think about a decade, on the IHSAA's Board of Control, so very familiar with that organization, and perhaps a new voice or new leadership will help the boys' side of things figure some things out, like, oh, I don't know, putting the tournament on a TV network that most people in the state of Iowa can actually get. Just a hunch.
You're just spitballing there?
Yeah, just totally spitballing that could be one of the things that maybe the IHSAA can address moving forward. We are running a little bit behind here. We got to take a quick timeout. When we return, this is a very sad day here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Not only are we talking about the Cleveland Browns as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, but it's the last, oh baby, I love this segment of the year. Last time we'll be checking in with the voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima. He joins us next.
This bottom of the hour break is brought to you by Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Stop in at Third Base. You're practically home.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
Nick Foles is the new quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Many have asked, who are they bidding against? Why so much? Why pay so much money? The NFL Network's Mike Garofalo said one of the reasons the Jags might have paid so much was to increase Foles' standing in the locker room. You can't use your contract as your status, as your leadership position. You can't use your contract as credibility. Nick Foles walks in as a leader, man, a Super Bowl MVP, and he's BDN. And you're telling me Nick Foles needs a contract to have some sway, to have some credibility, to have a leadership position? Well, if that's true, the Jags are crazy. If that's true, that's a sad statement on Nick Foles and his leadership. And if that's true, that's a sad statement for that locker room. And I don't buy any of it.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You gotta put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Back to the Todd Brobelcam Show, right here on KGYM.
He's still out here trying to convince the world that he's the man.
Welcome back in, 4:35, as we make our way towards 7 o'clock tonight. Big Ten Tournament, about an hour away from tip-off at the United Center. Jess Settles will stop by to preview that along with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Dylan Montz talking Cyclone hoops as well. That's coming up in about 30 minutes, but right now, a bittersweet day here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. It's the final, oh baby, I love this segment of the season. Gary, we certainly do not love the fact that we are touching base with you for the final time this basketball season, but you guys came up just a little bit short in St. Louis.
Yeah, still crushed, I got to admit. I still do, you know, to see this team make that run and come within, you know, a minute or two of punching their ticket to the NCAA tournament, it just would have been such a great reward for a team, Todd, that just fought through adversity all season long and wasn't having the kind of year they really envisioned or thought they would, but rallied, stayed together. I've seen teams go just the opposite way when you have some of the adversity that this team faced and just, you know, have a really poor year, but this team fought and stuck with it and played their best basketball in the last 3 weeks of the season, and then to be that close to punching your ticket to the NCAA tournament, it's hard, it's crushing, and I think part of the reason the hurt lingers and you just really feel for the guys and the coaches who put in all that time is because of how hard it is for a Missouri Valley Conference team to get to the NCAA tournament right now in the Valley. I mean, let's be honest, you basically got a 10% chance of getting to the dance. One out of 10 teams is going to get in. And, you know, you're not in the Big Ten where they're going to take 8 or 9 out of 14, or in the Big 12 where 7 or 8 of 10 teams get in. You got a 70% chance. You know, if you have a decent season, 75% chance you can go postseason dance and at the NCAA. And so, it, you know, to be that close, it's so hard to get there for a Valley team. It just, it really stings, and it's going to hurt for a while. And there were some crazy things that happened in that game. You know, we can talk about the dead ball technical on Luke and all that stuff, but it's just a tough way to see a season come to an end when for a big part of that championship game, it looked like you and I was going to get out of there and win that tournament as the sixth seed.
Let's do just what you said. Let's talk about that dead ball technical. Dwayne Lotierre-Agunlier of Bradley goes up for a layup. They're down by one. He gets fouled, goes to the line. It looked like Luke McDonald inadvertently hit him in the just sort of tapped him in the face. He gets called for a dead ball technical. Instead of two shots, they get four shots and the ball. What did you see on that play, and how shocked were you with the call?
You know what, we were sitting at the opposite end of the court, about free throw line extended, so we really weren't sure what they were going to the monitor to look at. Had no idea what they would even possibly come out of there with, and then to find out that they called what would be an F1 or a dead ball technical on Luke because of contact above the shoulders with an opposing player, and that's why they got the two additional free throws and the basketball. The problem is, if you look back, there's a lot of video out there, and the word is that it's the video that the officials also got to see. If you look at the video from the camera that's above the backboard, Alex, at that end of the floor, it will show you. I know a lot of Panther fans are talking about the Bradley player that put his forearm in the back of Luke and gave him a push towards Agunlier, who went up for the shot. And when you go to the monitor, first of all, they have to take that out of the equation because you can't look for any other just common personal fouls. And so then Luke goes up for the rebound. As he starts to reach for the ball, here comes Ogulier airborne after shooting it, and Luke's right hand goes into the face of Ogulier, and he does kind of extend it into his face. It's nothing intentional. It's not an ejection-type foul, but in the game of college basketball, if you make contact with somebody above the shoulders, they're supposed to assess either an F1 or this dead ball technical. So you know what? I'll accept that. I get that. If you've got to make that call and your hands are tied, you can't interject the judgment of, hey, you know what? That was just a basketball play. There was really absolutely no intent. The guy shooting the ball kind of led with his head, and the contact was as much his fault as anybody. If you got to put the dead ball technical on Luke because his right forearm and hand got into the face of Ogulier, okay. But then what about 1 second later, Ogulier throwing his left arm out high into the air and smacking A.J. Green with his forearm right up along the left side of his head? I mean, that's a dead ball technical too then. And if you're going to go to the monitor in that situation and you're going to find that contact of Luke to Ogulier to be a dead ball technical, then you have to assess the exact same dead ball technical on Ogulier, because it's obvious. If you look at the video, and I've shared it on my Twitter account, it's all over social media, and the word is that it is video that the officials also had access to, then Ogulier had to receive the exact same penalty because he raised up his left arm and hit A.J. Green in the head. And that would have been offsetting dead ball technicals. You would have just shot the two common foul free throws and then continued the game from there. And if he makes them both, okay, it's 51-50 and it's you and I ball. Instead, it's 55-50 after the technical fouls and the common foul free throws, and they score a bucket on the possession. And now you're down five instead of one. Just a huge turning point in that game. And let me also add this, with all that being said, I'm not blaming the officials for the loss at all. They did not lose that game for you and I. They felt their hands were tied on looking at the video monitor to make that call. I just think they missed something also on the video replay. And with all that said, the Panthers still had that 18-point lead earlier in the half. They still had a chance. They had the ball down one with 12 seconds left and missed it. So they still fought back, had their chances. And you can't let a call like that be the deciding factor. You got to just rise above it. You got to continue to maintain a lead. So I get all that, too. I'm not putting the loss on the refs. That's a tough job. But I don't like the video replay. I don't like the monitor thing. If you're not going to be able to go there and get that play exactly right in that situation, then I think you got to just say it's nothing. We got nothing, and just keep the pick the game back up. Just my opinion, just my thought. I know I'm looking at it a lot through the Panther lens, but if you look at it as a neutral fan, a neutral person, and you see Luke put his hand up to the face of Ogulier, and Ogulier's left forearm hit A.J. Green on the left side of his head, how you only assess one dead ball technical on that play and not one on each team, guys, I don't get it.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, with us for the final time this basketball season. What's going through your mind when UNI holds Bradley to 15 at the half?
Oh, it was a tremendous half of basketball. You're thinking, okay, we got a 12-point lead. And then they come out in the second half, Todd, and within the first 2 minutes of the second half, we get a couple of threes, and all of a sudden we're up 18. And you're thinking, wow. I mean, I know on the broadcast, Kevin and I talked about it. We just knew Bradley had too much offensive firepower. They were going to make a run. You just hoped, like in the first half when we got up, double digits and they went on a 9-0 run, then we stretched it back out to 12. You just hope that when they made that run and they cut it to 7 or 8 or 9, that you would extend it back out and not let them, tighten it up like they did. And, You know, just and you got to give Bradley credit. I mean, that, you know, when you're down 18 points with 18 minutes to go and you find a way to come back and get out of there with a win in a big game like that, that's, you know, congrats to them. Good luck to them. It's just really a crushing way to see your season come to an end when you feel like you played really, really good basketball for about 28, 29 minutes and then just some crazy things happen in the end, and those crazy things that happened just didn't happen to go your way.
I know we'll get to next season in just a second, but let's talk about a player who played his final games for you and I. What can you say about the way that Wyatt Lohouse went out in his final three games in that tournament?
Well, first of all, just his team leadership throughout this season was tremendous. He's kind of that silent leader, quiet leader, but when he's a guy that when he does talk, his teammates really respected him and listened to him, and he helped keep that team together when we found out Austin Fife wasn't going to be able to play this year, and then lose Miles Wenzine, a starting guard, and you know, we were having some struggles in that middle part of the season, and that's where your leadership is your coaching leadership is going to be great, but you need that player or two also that gives you that leadership amongst the guys in the locker room, at practices, on road trips, and that's what not only Wyatt brought that, but Miles Wenzine continued to bring that too, even after his injury. But Wyatt, huge part of that, keeping the guys together, keeping them focused, keeping them to realize that we did still have enough talent where we could do something like we did this past weekend and be in a game that could punch your ticket to the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, just we'll miss him. There's no doubt about it. That's a big loss to a guy that really was a great team player, and he was really playing some great basketball the last few weeks of the season too. I mean, we do not get to the championship game, Alex, without Wyatt Lohouse. 21 on Friday night in the 3-point win over Southern Illinois. He outdoes himself the next night against Drake with not only 27 points, but that game-winning coast-to-coast driving layup that he made just ahead of the final horn that was the game winner. So just a lot of respect for that young man. Just a great player, great kid, and he's going to be really successful in whatever he does moving forward, just knowing him the way I do.
What was your favorite moment from this season, Gary? Can you single out one to share with us?
You know what? I think I got to go to Saturday's buzzer-beating layup by Wyatt, because it won the game for us. It got us to the championship game of the Valley Tournament. And you guys know the glass is always half full with me. I really, going there this weekend, I thought somehow, some way, this team is going to find a way to do something pretty special, even though we'd lost our last two games of the regular season. But also in the back of your mind, you're saying, okay, you got to be realistic too now. I mean, you got Loyola, you got Drake, you got Southern Illinois that beat us twice. I mean, you're going to have to beat the Salukis that beat us twice during the regular season, and then you're probably going to catch Drake, and we know how good, you know, they are. We didn't know McGlynn was going to get hurt and not play in that game. When Wyatt hit that shot that put us to the championship game, all of a sudden you're thinking, you know what? We saw Bradley, the 5 seed, beat Loyola in the game right before us, the Ramblers, the 1 seed. All of a sudden you realize you're in a 6-5 matchup to go to the NCAA tournament. We weren't going to have to beat Loyola. We weren't going to have to, you know, beat the 2, 3, or 4 seed. I guess we already beat the 2, but you know what I'm saying. It was a 5-6 matchup to go to the dance. So I just think that winning that semifinal game, the way we won it, why it's 27 points, a buzzer-beating shot, that's going to be my highlight, I think, of this season.
Gary, we've talked about this in the past. You and I is much better when they have a guy that can carry the load at times. And what did you think of the way that A.J. Green, a freshman who's been good this season, he's had his ups and downs as any freshman does, but what did you think about the way he played and really put his team on his back in that championship game offensively?
And I, you know what, I think him being voted the Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year probably says it all, because that means the rest of the coaches, the broadcasters, the beat writers, the sports information directors that all had a ballot, they saw what I saw all year, and that was that A.J. Green was the best freshman in the league. It didn't matter if he went out and got 25 points in a game or if he scored 11, because teams were so worried about A.J. Green in their defensive game plan. When you've got Loyola and teams like that setting up their defensive game plan to try and disrupt true freshman A.J. Green as one of their main keys to beating you and I mean, I think that speaks volume, guys. That just tells you what a great player he is. And then he'll admit he had two off shooting games, scoring games in the first round and in the semifinals, and he battled some foul trouble in one of those games and missed a few shots in those games that he makes. But for him to come back in the biggest game of the year and carry his team with that performance and hitting those big shots late and, you know, getting us out of the gate early with big shots, making big shots late that got us right back within, you know, a point of pulling that game out. And I don't know what else you can say, but he's just a tremendous talent, tremendous player. And guys, I still firmly believe that his best Panther basketball is ahead of him. He had a game-winning shot this year and did some big things like that. But his best basketball is ahead of him. He even admitted that he learned a lot this year. He had his eyes opened up on some stuff at this level. Even as good a player as he is, he will work even harder for the upcoming seasons. You build your team moving forward around what he brings to the table, and he's got a lot of good teammates that'll be back with him next year, new guys coming in. But AJ's going to be the face of this program for the next three seasons, I think, without a doubt.
Gary, we appreciate the contributions throughout football and basketball season. I'm sure we'll be touching base with you at some point in time, but kick back and relax a little bit. You deserve it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do some of that. My Court Kings basketball team is starting up right now. We're in training camp, so I'm not going to get a lot of time off until probably July, but I really look forward to that month of July, early August, where I can just get away for a month or so and get ready for football. But, hey, I love being on with you guys every Wednesday throughout this football and men's basketball season. I look forward to it. Great sharing thoughts with you guys and your listening audience and Panther Nation in that area. So, appreciate you giving me the time on a weekly basis, and hopefully we'll do it again next year.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Appreciate it, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks, guys.
And UNI announcing today the Panther Caravan, making six stops across the state in the month of May. Of course, it will end up in Cedar Falls on May 22nd, but May 21st, the Panther Caravan coming to Swisher. That will be the Eastern Iowa stop. You can get more details at UNIPanthers.com.
This is a sad moment, Todd. I thought on Sunday we were going to have one more extended week of "Oh Baby, I Love This" segment when they held Bradley to 15 points in that first half, but it wasn't to be.
When they knocked off Drake, I'm being completely honest here, when they knocked off Drake, even though Drake was not 100%, I truly felt they were going to pull it off.
They were
going to beat Bradley.
Me too.
They hold them to 15 in the first half, and you're thinking, man, they're going to be one of the darlings of the tournament, because everybody knows UNI has a little bit of a history. You tend to look past what the current state of a program is when it comes to March Madness, but you look at back at Ali Farouk Manesh and some of the other tournament appearances, and I thought, oh boy, people are going to fall in love with a scrappy UNI team, and then ultimately Bradley winds up with the automatic bid out of the MVC. How about that? Let's reward everybody right now with a $30 gift card. We will turn this sad occasion, having Gary on with us for the last time, we will turn this into a happy occasion with a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. It's yours right now if you're caller number 6, 319-366-1600. Caller 6 takes home $30 in delicious Mexican food or beverages from one of La Cantina's three locations across the corridor, one in Marion, two in Cedar Rapids. LaCantina319.com is the website. We'll find out who our winner is when we return after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in our office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
We're supposed to be professionals.
4:55, welcome back in. Jim in Atkins, the winner of a $30 gift card to La Cantina. And we got good news, because we got another $30 gift card to La Cantina on the line for you tonight inside the 6 o'clock showdown. Seven questions in 60 seconds coming up for you in the 6 o'clock hour. Your next chance to take home $30 to La Cantina. Gonzaga goes down to St. Mary's last night, likely causing harm to a Power 5. I don't like that term in basketball because there are more than five power conferences when it comes to college hoops, but that term sort of has carried over from football to basketball. The prevailing thought is perhaps the Indiana Hoosiers may have taken one for the team last night, as St. Mary's will get the automatic bid out of the West Coast Conference. Gonzaga now gets an at-large into the field, and somebody misses out, likely Indiana, depending on how the Hoosiers do. That game tomorrow, the first game on Thursday between Indiana and Ohio State.
Elimination game.
Essentially an elimination game. They may already both be eliminated. Who knows? But the winner of that game is at least still on life support. So the Big Ten, it kicks off here in about 40 minutes or so in Chicago with Rutgers and Nebraska. But that first game tomorrow is certainly going to be must-see TV if you're a college hoops fan. Let's bring Kyle into the studio. He's going to get you up to date with a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today before Iowa State and Iowa both begin playing their conference tournaments tomorrow. Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. The Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he'll be back for the game, and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, and was third in three-point percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of five finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is in a different air among her peers, also one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a two-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost 5 of their last 6. Fortunately for them, Northwestern is the worst team in the league and losers of 11 of 12. Tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we'll have the Warriors and Rockets on all three KGYM frequencies.
All right, Dylan Montz of the Ames Tribune will kick off the 5 o'clock hour as we get ready for the Big 12 men's basketball tournament in Kansas City. Zoran Talley says Iowa State's not losing another game this season. That has about as good a likelihood as the Cleveland Browns winning the Super Bowl. We'll discuss next.
Let Sport Clips Haircuts upgrade your day. During the month of March, get $5 off the Double MVP experience via text message when you check in online or with the Sport Clips app. That means after your fresh cut, you'll get double the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. Then we'll give you $5 off. It's a win-win. The Sport Clips app. Download, check in, and cut the wait. Mobile opt-in required to receive discount code. Offer expires 3/31/19. See terms at sportclips.com/thank.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. It's now officially a new year in the NFL. ESPN's Josina Anderson reports Redskins running back Adrian Peterson will sign a new two-year deal with the team worth $8 million. The Chiefs today cut safety Eric Berry. Adam Schefter reports the Ravens will sign safety Earl Thomas to a four-year, $55 million contract. The Ravens will also sign free agent running back Mark Ingram for 3 years, $15 million. ESPN's Pat McMenamin reports the Browns and Giants will combine two trades into one deal. Cleveland gets wideout Odell Beckham Jr. and linebacker Olivier Vernon. New York gets safety Jabril Peppers, offensive lineman Kevin Zeitler, and two draft picks. ESPN Cleveland's Aaron Goldhammer.
People are itching to buy their Odell Beckham jerseys, and I just think it's one of the biggest nights that I can remember in over a decade in Cleveland sports.
Aaron Goldhammer on Golic and Wingo. Warriors forward Kevin Durant out for tonight's game against the Rockets. Coverage of that one on ESPN Radio starting at 9 Eastern.
Coming up Thursday, is it possible that one player can shift the conference balance away from the Super Bowl champs? And how far can the Browns' new look actually take them? Plus, a Western Conference Finals rematch in the NBA. Golic and Wingo Thursday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
With NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Le'Veon Bell is headed to New York. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Bell is set to sign a four-year, $52.5 million contract with the Jets. The number one free agent on NFL.com is off the table. The 27-year-old missed all of last season after being hit with a second consecutive franchise tag. Meanwhile, the shocker of the day, Odell Beckham Jr., is headed to Cleveland. NFL Network's Mike Garofolo is reporting New York has agreed to trade Beckham to the Browns in exchange for a first-round pick and a third-round pick, as well as safety Jabril Peppers. The move reunites OBJ with close friend and former LSU teammate Jarvis Landry. Rappaport also is reporting Kansas City has agreed to trade D4 to the 49ers in exchange for a 2020 second round draft pick. James Palmer reports the Pro Bowler's new contract in San Francisco is expected to be 5 years worth $87.5 million. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/19.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service. With 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
Where's the strangest place you've ever left a baby? No, seriously. It's a legit question, a story we'll get to coming up before the bottom of the hour. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can use it to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We will be out and about tomorrow. It's the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire and lindertire.com. Join us at Mulligan's, 1060 Old Marion Road. We'll do the show from 4 until 7. Happy hour runs from 3 until 6, and then it's half-price wings from 6 until close as the Hawkeyes look to take care of business at the Big Ten tournament against Illinois or Northwestern. That game coming up on the BTN tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll know whether Iowa State is a winner by that time tomorrow or not. They tip off early at the Big 12 Championship in Kansas City tomorrow, taking on Baylor in that 4-5 game. Dylan Montz of the Ames Tribune here with us to preview that and maybe even talk a little bit of spring football at the end if we have enough time. But Dylan, I believe it was Zoran Talley that says Iowa State's not losing again this year. Can I go ahead and go to Vegas and put some money on that?
Yeah, I think if Talley says it, that's what you got to go with. But it was probably one of the best quotes that I've seen from that team all year is, you know, but really that's kind of the mindset that they have to have if they want to get things flipped. So the fact that somebody said it, it means they're talking about it, working through it. And like you said, we'll see tomorrow if it happens.
Was this break, I guess, a few days off, 4 or 5 days off, exactly what this team needed to reset after a brutal finish to the season?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think most of all people just wanted to see some sort of positivity, even if it was in the moral victory territory like it was against Texas Tech, because even though they lost, I do feel like they did play better. You know, Steve Frum said he thought they were as cohesive and together inside the locker room maybe as they'd been all year. And coming off a performance like the one at West Virginia, you know, it was probably hard to go any farther down. So at least seeing them rise up to that level, compete for 35 minutes, it kind of probably gave them a little bit more confidence going into these few days off, and then trying to make some sort of magic happen in this stretch run here in tournament time. But yeah, I think it was probably much needed to just kind of get everybody on the same page headed into this part of the year.
How did we get to this point with this Cyclone basketball team, Dylan?
Yeah, so that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You know, it's so strange because they'd played so well in the middle part of the year. They throttle West Virginia at home. They go on the road against then what I believe was a top 20 Ole Miss team and really kind of run away with it. And then coming back for whatever reason, struggle at Oklahoma, but get a win, struggle for, you know, large stretches against Texas in Ames, get a win. And then things just seem to fall apart. And I think a lot of the blame can be placed on defense. Especially in the last eight games or so, Steve Prohm said in this stretch where they're 2-6, the 3-point line is really what's killed them. And they've allowed, basically 42% shooting for its opponents from the 3-point line in that time. And that's just not going to get it done. I mean, you look at the Texas game, they were 15 of 25, the Longhorns were. In that game, that's just insane. You're not going to win any games like that. So I think that's probably where it started. And then you start getting bad blood and friction in the locker room, and guys start going at each other because they spend so much time together and things aren't going right. It's easy to kind of splinter and fracture. But, I think a lot of the problems at least can be traced back to the defense.
I know it's been pretty well documented that Nick Weiler-Babb has not been 100%. Has there been any concern that his being banged up has affected his play down the stretch?
You know, there hasn't been a ton of talk about the two going hand in hand, I guess, but it makes sense. And, I think with him, he's been hesitant at times to really kind of be the guy to go take the shot. I think he had a big one against Texas late that kind of helped create a little bit of separation for them to outlast it in that game in Ames. But otherwise, he's deferred a little bit, and he's facilitated okay at times. But, you're right. For the most part, he just hasn't been able to put everything together. But I'm actually not in Kansas City right now, but I know he talked to the media contingent down there. And, that site there in 2017, the last time he played when Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament, it was kind of a little bit of his coming out party where he was stepping into some sort of role with all those guys who, like Amonte Morris and Naz Long, Deontay Burton, and really was key in helping them get over that run and be West Virginia. So I know he's kind of looking forward to getting back there and trying to regain whatever that was and power through whatever kind of health issues he may have here in the last few games.
Dylan Montz with us of the Ames Tribune. If the Cyclones are going to survive and advance, what do they need to do tomorrow against Baylor?
Well, they need to either rebound or stop Baylor from rebounding, one or the other. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, and that's kind of what has hindered them the last couple times, maybe even stretching over to last season. That's really been trouble for them, is they need to limit offensive rebounding, second chance opportunities. In the game in Ames, they lost by 4, but Baylor doubled them up on rebounds, especially offensively. They just killed them, and Iowa State didn't shoot particularly well. So if they can, even be, middle of the road shooting team, but cut those rebounds down a quarter or down a half, they're in a much better spot. So I think it starts with that. And then limiting Mekhi Mason on the perimeter is another big thing, because it sounds like he's going to be good to go. He's dealt with some health issues lately, but he'll give it a try. And I think it starts there.
Are there any lingering concerns about Mariel Shayok's foot, or did he prove that he was fine against Texas Tech this past Saturday?
Yeah, he had struggled a little bit late. You could see him favoring it a little bit and limping in the late minutes of the game. But I think more than anything, you asked about, what this time off has done after the Texas Tech game to kind of reset heading into the tournament. It's been good for him health-wise. He's been able to get off his feet a little bit and give it rest. And a lot of it sounds like his pain tolerance. So I don't know if it's a huge issue going into the game against Baylor, but if they were to play 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, then maybe there's a little bit more concern. But as of now, it sounds like he's going to be, as good as possible to go.
What about Cam Lard and George Condit? Because George Condit got all the second team reps, the bench rep minutes coming off the bench this past game against Texas Tech. Cam Lard, coming off the suspension, did not play. Do you expect Cam Lard to regain those minutes coming off the bench at the center position?
Yeah, I was a little bit unsure early in the week as to what direction they would go, because Steve Prohm was so brief about it after the Texas Tech game and really didn't go into a whole lot of the decision, other than saying George Condit played with a lot of energy and that's what they needed. But it sounds like Lard is going to get some minutes. He's been kind of on point or sharper the last few days leading into this tournament. And the thing is, they're going to need him too. As much energy as George Condit gives you, he's still a young pup in there and makes mistakes, but plays hard, which is what you need. But Cameron Lard, even though he is still kind of a young guy too and is prone to make mistakes from time to time, he's shown his talent levels too, and They need him to be in there and be a defensive rim protector, rebounder, kind of combat those bigs that Baylor presents. So I think he'll get minutes. As to how many is kind of up in the air and unclear, but I think you'll see him out on the floor.
Dylan, predictions for the first two games tonight. They are about 45 minutes away from getting underway. TCU and Oklahoma State tipping things off in game one, and OU and West Virginia in game two.
Yeah, I think the first game, TCU, if they want to get into the NCAA tournament, this is the game they got to go win. You know, they've kind of been up and down all year and struggled to keep their numbers up, but Oklahoma State is probably maybe the one team nationally that struggled even more to kind of have some sort of depth. So I'll go with TCU. And then in the second game, Oklahoma, kind of in the same boat. You know, people are projecting them in the tournament. West Virginia, you know, had that win against Iowa State, but otherwise has kind of, you know, sleptwalked through the Big 12 and really struggled. So I predict TCU and Oklahoma get it done and move on to the quarterfinals tomorrow.
What do you make of this tournament as a whole? Because you have the top three teams who are jockeying for a position inside those top four seeds, and then you have Baylor and Iowa State who are trying to get out of the middle seeds in the NCAA tournament. And then other than Oklahoma State and West Virginia, the bottom three teams with Texas, Oklahoma, and TCU are just squarely on the bubble. It could make for some very interesting play these next couple of days.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because a lot of times you go into the Big 12 tournament and there's not a lot to play for certain teams. They're kind of, you know, feel pretty good about where they're going to be seed line wise. But it seems like you mentioned, 1 through 8 at least is going to have some sort of stakes on hand where they could get bumped up a seed line. And I don't think anybody really gets dinged if they lose the tournament just because there has been a lot of parity in the league. But there is opportunity if you can go win a game, if you can go win 2 games for some teams, that could do you a lot because, you know, Texas Tech is probably the top seed right now for what the NCAA tournament would be. And there may be like a 3, and Kansas State is, I've seen like a 5 maybe. So there's opportunities for both of them to move if they can go win some games here and get to the championship. And same for the middle of the pack too. Maybe Iowa State flirts with the 6 line if they can go win a game or two. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out because there has been so much parity and unknown throughout the conference season.
Dylan, you also cover football for the Ames Tribune. Iowa State kicking off spring practices ever so briefly before taking a break. But what's life going to be like for Matt Campbell without David Montgomery and Hakeem Butler this spring?
Yeah, going to be different, especially David Montgomery. Other than Matt Campbell, he's kind of the guy that has been the poster child for the process as much as anybody. So it's going to be different in the locker room for sure. Those guys were both rallying points for the team. But the thing that's going to be interesting is they do have a lot of returners. They have some offensive line issues that they have to figure out. But they have a lot of guys in-house already that can maybe go have the opportunity to get those reps from David Montgomery at running back and Hakeem Butler at wide receiver. But there's a lot unknown too, just because there's unproven, there's talent in the room right now, but it's unproven. So seeing how that shakes out is going to be fascinating. And spring ball is kind of the first foray into that. So a big time for that crew to kind of start to figure things out for August, which always seems to come pretty quick.
Dylan, we appreciate you taking the time to help preview that game tomorrow, and thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, always great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Give Dylan a follow on Twitter at Dylan Montz. That's DylanMontz. Iowa State, as we mentioned, will tip off early tomorrow. It's an 11:30 a.m. game. We will have it for you on 1600 a.m. John Walters on the call alongside Eric Heft from Kansas City, ESPN2 for the television. That TCU-Oklahoma State game, by the way, the 6 o'clock tip-off for the tourney, and the OU-West Virginia game, both on ESPNU tonight for our Big 12 and Cyclone fans out there who may be interested in, and certainly some interest in the TCU-Oklahoma State game, because if Iowa State can advance to Friday, now, most likely the opponent would be Kansas State, but K-State has to beat either TCU or Oklahoma State to advance to the semifinals. So that's Iowa State's side of the bracket. Game one tonight, TCU-Oklahoma State. And you heard Dylan say there, TCU is his choice in that contest.
I think TCU and Oklahoma tonight are teams playing in games that if they lose, their chances of falling off the bubble or being in the tournament, they're gone. I think that both teams, if they lose, would be out. You lose to Oklahoma State, you lose to West Virginia, you're probably not going to get in the tournament. Now, Joe Lunardi and his bracketology right now, we were wondering who was going to be the team that that was knocked out by St. Mary's. Right now, he says it's Ohio State. So that makes that matchup with Ohio State and Indiana, correct? That makes that even more intriguing because Ohio State is playing for their season. So a lot of intrigue in the Big Ten and the Big 12 tournaments early on with those lower seeds.
I'm glad you brought up Lunardi because I wanted to get there right now. His last four in at the moment, Temple, NC State, TCU, and Clemson. First four out in order, Ohio State, Indiana, Creighton, and Belmont. I would like to see Belmont in the field. That's just my personal preference. Ohio State and Indiana, well, lo and behold, who plays each other tomorrow? Yep. In the Big Ten tournament in Chicago, Ohio State and Indiana. So one team among the first four out in Lunardi's bracket guaranteed at least one more victory this season. Is it going to do him any good? We'll see. Now, as far as where Lunardi has Iowa and Iowa State at the moment, he's got the Cyclones as a 7 seed going to Columbia, South Carolina, where they would play number 10 Seton Hall opposite the 2-15 matchup between Gardner-Webb and Duke. Not exactly the greatest draw if you're an Iowa State fan. Iowa, on the other hand, a very tough 9-8 pairing. Lunardi has Iowa as a 9 seed against VCU in Columbus, opposite a Sam Houston State-Kentucky game.
Well, you're in that 8-9 game. That's what you're going to get. So,
if you're on the 8-9 line, you usually deserve to be on the 8-9 line. And Iowa, there's no arguing with its play the last 2.5 weeks, deserves to be on the 8-9 line right now. They are in the tournament. They are in the field. As of right now, they are nowhere near they're not on the bubble. They're in. They need to avoid disaster tomorrow against Illinois or Northwestern to most likely even be in the bubble consideration. Again, the fact that we're talking about Indiana and Ohio State even having a shot at this point tells you everything you need to know about the field and where it's at. By the way, if you have tickets to the first two rounds in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena, just for laughs, Joe Lunardi has the 8 teams in the Des Moines pod as Michigan State taking on Montana, Wofford and Utah State in a 7-10 game, Des Moines overrun with Terriers fans for at least a couple days, Mississippi State and the winner of NC State Temple, and number 3 seed Michigan and number 14 Old Dominion. That's going to be some good basketball. If that indeed is the bracket, we will find out Sunday. 5:23, we need to take a quick timeout. When we return, Kyle will join us, rejoin us, that is, for a Big Board update. Back with more after this.
When you fire up a John Deere 1-Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1-Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1-Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. 20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your personal and C-Corp tax filings before April 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712. Community.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on 4 giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win 2 Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
All across Iowa, you might notice people really smiling.
Good hit, way to go!
Really laughing. Really living.
So good to see you, Grandma.
That's because more Iowans choose Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield for their health insurance. Our members know they can count on us to be with them when they need us most. Having that peace of mind gives them the freedom to enjoy every moment life gives them to help them live to the fullest. So it's no wonder Wellmark members smile so much. Learn more at Wellmark.com.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Oh, it's not the speed, really, so much. I just wish I hadn't drunk all that cough syrup this morning, you know?
With a new league year in the NFL comes official roster news, news we've known for quite some time, but the Chicago Bears making it official. Kicker Cody Parkey has officially been double-doinked. 319-366-1600.
That was cold, Todd.
Well, you knew it was coming. It would have been cheaper for them to keep him as opposed to getting rid of him, but you just can't bring a guy back after what happened in the playoffs. And Cody Parkey will be looking for new work along with a number of other players who are still free agents at this point. The league turned upside down last night at about 7 o'clock with the announcement that the New York Giants had traded Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. It's the reason we ask you today at KGYMradio.com, are the Browns the team to beat in the AFC? Yes or no, they have the third best odds of winning the division behind only the Patriots and the Chiefs, but there are a number of people ready to become Browns backers today. As a matter of fact, Cleveland tweeting out video moments ago of the first Odell Beckham Jr. jersey being stitched up by the team seamstress. And I imagine those jerseys will be flying out of the team store as soon as they are on the racks.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty good selling jersey for the NFL. But did you see I wanted to get to this quickly. Did you see the news surrounding the Big Ten tournament and the team that one of the possible teams that Iowa may play tomorrow?
I was worried you were going to say something about Red Panda or
no,
the entertainment.
Nope.
This would be Illinois or Northwestern
yes.
related. Then I have not.
Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network is reporting that Vic Law, the leading scorer for the Northwestern Wildcats, is doubtful for tonight's game against Illinois. Vic Law averaging 15-6 this season for the Wildcats. So it's looking more and more likely that Iowa will play Illinois tomorrow.
I don't know if I'd feel too comfortable if I were Brad Underwood in the Fighting Illini, but they are the 11 seed for a reason. And with Vic Law possibly sidelined for Chris Collins and the Cats, I'd be feeling about as good as I could right now if I were an Illinois fan. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's going to bring you a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today before Iowa State and Iowa will both begin play in their conference tournaments tomorrow. Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30. We're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. And the Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he'll be back for the game and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, and was third in 3-point percentage. percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, however, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of five finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is in a different air among her peers, also one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night, sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a two-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost five of their last six. Fortunately for them, Northwestern is the worst team in the league, losers of 11 of 12, and as Alex and Todd just said, without Vic Law. Tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we'll have the Warriors and Rockets on all three KGYM frequencies.
Before we chatted with Dylan, I asked, where's the worst place you've ever left a baby?
Yeah.
I don't know
you
if
you ask that question.
Saw the story today from the New York Post, but apparently there was a flight leaving Saudi Arabia recently that had to turn around shortly after leaving the airport because a mother on the plane realized that she had left her baby at the gate.
Whoops.
So, hey, look, occasionally...
You got your phone, got your wallet. Where's the baby?
Who among us that has a child has not occasionally left them at an airport or a gas station?
Hopefully
or just,
most of you. Just saying.
The plane, by the way, it was bound for Malaysia. It was allowed to make a U-turn and return to the airport. And you think that Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy's kid is going to have a complex for the rest of their life over their parents bribing their way into school? Wait until that kid grows up and learns how to Google the story of them being left behind at the airport in Saudi Arabia. The Big Ten tournament is almost underway in Chicago. Jess Settles is going to join us in just a few minutes, the former Hawkeye standout. Maybe he's got his black and gold kicks on that many people saw on the Big Ten Network a couple weeks ago. Jess is always a fun guy to have on the program. It's been 20 years since Jess and the Hawkeyes made that run to the Sweet 16 through Denver and Arizona during Dr. Tom's final season. What's ailing the Hawkeyes? Can Jess put his fingers on what's holding the Hawkeyes back recently? We will chat with him next. 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. We continue after this.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran three.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's two less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
At grasshopper.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Josina Anderson reports the 8th all-time leading rusher in NFL history, Adrian Peterson, will re-sign with the Redskins. It'll be a 2-year deal worth $8 million, according to R. John Kime. The new league year starts today. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports free agent running back Le'Veon Bell will sign a 4-year, $52.5 million deal with the Jets.
His body took one less year of abuse. And everybody's different. Everybody gets to do what they want. It's hard to imagine any of us would bypass an opportunity where you can make $14.5 million in a year, but that's what he did.
Adam Schefter on Golic and Wingo. Bell sat out last year under the franchise tag with the Steelers. Schefter also reports safety Earl Thomas will sign a 4-year, $55 million contract with the Ravens. Baltimore will also sign free agent running back Mark Ingram, 3 years, $15 million. The Colts will re-sign corner Pierre Desir for 3 years at $25 million. The Houston Chronicle is reporting the Rockets will sign GM Daryl Morey to a 5-year contract extension.
Hey, Sagatz, coming up on the show Thursday, Greg Cody's in as our guest co-host. He's in again? Greg Cody is in again? I love when Greg Cody is in. And listen, I got to tell you, there's a moose living in my backyard. That's Thursday in the Dan Le Batard Show with me, Sagatz, on ESPN Radio.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
Welcome back in, 1600 AM, 106.3, 107.5 FM, Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Big Ten tournament officially underway. Number 13, Nebraska, and number 12, Rutgers, going at it just moments ago in the United Center. That'll be followed by Northwestern and Illinois. The winner of that game advances to tomorrow night's contest with the sixth-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes. Joining us now to talk all things Big Ten tournament-related, former Hawkeyes standout Jess Settles. And Jess, how can you put into words right now the play of the Hawkeyes the last 2 weeks heading into the postseason?
No, it's been very frustrating. I think the two games where Coach McCaffrey was out, they just really struggled with that psychologically. I went to the Rutgers game, and Rutgers just was more physical, had more energy. Obviously shot the ball extremely well that day. It just felt like the players needed Coach McCaffrey to be there to motivate them, to get them to fight down the stretch. And obviously you go up to Madison, and that's always a difficult challenge regardless of what kind of team you have, but they just weren't able to get anything going in that game. So the suspension, you know, really hurt. And it's just the time of year where you want to be playing your best and you want to be clicking on all cylinders. They had a golden opportunity there to climb up the ladder as far as NCAA seeding goes. And then you go to Nebraska for senior day, and obviously Nebraska is very depleted. I thought the Hawkeyes played pretty darn well for most of that game. I mean, they had a different bounce in their step. They led for most of the game. Bohannon hit some critical shots down the stretch. But I guess you give credit to Nebraska for making some big-time threes. But that's just a game that you have to close out. So had they won that game, I would be, you know, quite a bit more optimistic for them going into the Big Ten tournament. They get to hit the reset button, and hopefully they'll come out and play with a lot of passion and energy and get a few wins, which eluded them for quite a while up there. It's been a disappointing trip usually to the Big Ten tournament for the Hawkeyes.
Since mid-February, it seems like things haven't been firing on all cylinders. What do you think has been plaguing this team the most?
That's really hard to tell. I mean, they have some wonderful wins and some great Bohannon heroics down the stretch. It's just been really fun to watch. I mean, they played darn well against Maryland, a great Maryland team, and they just let that one slip away right at the end. Obviously, they haven't played their best probably since the Michigan game. Defensively, just some breakdowns. Tyler Cook, the last few games, has not been himself. I think that probably more than anything else has hurt them. But overall, they've had a really solid year. They're probably a little bit disappointed because they got off to such a great start, and they would want to have a better record. But I'm like you guys. I'm probably just grasping at straws here, trying to figure out what they can do to get this thing turned around. But I was optimistic with most of their play at Nebraska. Now they probably, let's assume they're going to play Illinois in the first round. I mean, that game would be a toss up. And Illinois is no joke, and when they get out and run, they're very difficult to beat. But you'd think the front line of Iowa would be able to dominate the depleted front line of Illinois.
I was just going to ask you, Jeff Settles joining us on the program for a few more minutes, about that Northwestern Illinois game. Illinois is the favorite here. Any chance Northwestern pulls the upset tonight?
I mean, anything can happen, especially this year. I mean, I look at Wednesday's games. I look at Thursday's games. To me, they're all toss-ups. I mean, I would hate to, you know, have to bet any acres from the farm on any of those games. I mean, they're so equal. There are so many desperate teams. Indiana and Ohio State both need that win. Iowa, Illinois would be just a heck of a battle. It's my understanding that Vic Law is pretty banged up for Northwestern. So if he's not at 100%, I don't know what you guys think, but I would imagine Illinois would come away with the victory unless, you know, unless Taylor or somebody just hits 10 threes or somebody goes crazy or Pardon has a 30 and 15 type of game.
Jess, I want to go back to something you touched on with Tyler Cook. The points are down. The turnovers are up. You said that he hasn't been himself. Is there anything you've noticed with him recently?
I don't know. I really haven't. It just is the time of year where your star players have to just dominate. And he has those capabilities. I don't know. I don't know with the suspension to Fran McCaffrey, if just something happened there mentally, emotionally, or if he's worn down. It is a rugged, brutal conference schedule this year with 20 games, and there's no time to heal. There's no time to get relief. He was just, I think all the weeks are starting to run together, but he was just so spectacular at Indiana in that big win down the stretch. And then he's been good for most of the year, but everybody has a good scout on everyone else. Everybody knows what everyone's tendencies are. It just seemed like even in the Nebraska game, he had some what would be considered pretty advantageous moves that he just couldn't finish, and you get down on yourself a little bit. I can't imagine that he wouldn't come out and have one of his best games of the year if they play against Illinois at up and down action. Illinois just doesn't have anyone who can really hang with him. I would expect him to dominate that game.
Jess Settles, the current BTN analyst, former Hawkeye standout, joining us. Let's take a look at some of the other games tomorrow in the tournament. It'll start with Indiana and Ohio State. That's kind of a must-win game for both of those teams, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the whole country will be locked in on those guys, all the bracket colleges. This is kind of why I've always said I wish that the committee would hold a selection Sunday before these tournaments start so we can know where these guys actually are. Are they in? Do they need to win a couple games? I mean, it's just hard to even know what they're thinking on a game like that. So Ohio State now with Wesson being back, I mean, their season's obviously on the brink. They've been falling apart with his suspension. And then Indiana is finally healthy and maybe playing as well as anybody in the Big Ten. I called their game on Sunday, and they were just outstanding. And they were outstanding against Illinois the game before. Rob Fennessy's back. That one is just incredible. Penn State is playing at an extremely high level as well. I feel like if they could beat Minnesota, then maybe they're the one team that can give Purdue everything they can handle. They feel like they got robbed in Happy Valley with a late call the first time they played, and then they battled Purdue pretty well for most of that game at Purdue. So that maybe is a team that is going to be so desperate. They're very talented. They could possibly make a run. But, I mean, you guys, I'm sure you guys would agree, at the end of the day, it's going to be tough to take down Michigan, Michigan State, and Purdue. I mean, they get everybody's best challenges all year long. And it's fun to talk about upsets and it's fun to talk about these tournament brackets. But at the end of the day, those are three darn good teams that you're going to have to beat. And I like Maryland's chances as well. I think Maryland feels like they could beat Wisconsin if they could get through this first game.
Does Nick Ward give Michigan State the edge, in your opinion, or are Purdue and Michigan still right there despite the inclusion of Nick Ward?
Oh, that's a great question. I've been involved in several of these games where, you know, star players come back from injuries, and those things can go either way. Michigan State's playing so well right now defensively without him, and they're obviously a little quicker and they can guard ball screens a lot better. But there are times he can give you 25 and 12 and just take over the game. It's just going to be interesting to see what kind of conditioning he's in, how Izzo works him back in. Xavier Tillman has been fantastic. Kenny Goins is playing with so much confidence. I don't know. That's really a big story in this tournament. How does Tom Izzo use him, and do you want to disrupt that chemistry? Because they've been playing so well. That being said, you know, even bringing him off the bench for a while should be advantageous to Michigan State. It's going to be extremely difficult to take them down.
Jess, is it hard to believe it's been 20 years since you guys went out to Denver and made that run to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, it really is amazing. I think about it often, especially this time of year. Dr. Tom handled that situation extremely well and just had us ready to play. It was a good group of guys. Dean Oliver was an excellent point guard. Ryan Lewisman was phenomenal to play with right there out of Cedar Rapids. Kent McCausland hit so many big shots that year. A lot like what Bohannon's doing here, but he hit big ones in the tournament, including, you know, in that run to the Sweet 16. I remember Gary Close and Rich Walker and Tom Davis and Frank DeLeo, our coaching staff, they'd cleaned out their lockers, their offices already before the tournament started. So we were just basically living on the road, and it was one of those special moments of your life you never forget. We won the two games out of Denver, came back, I think, for just a day, and then took off for Phoenix just because there was really nowhere else to go. It was truly March Madness for us, and played UConn well in that game. They went on to win the national title, but we'll never forget that run and getting back to the airport and seeing some fans there. And it was special. So hopefully this Iowa team can get hot. And they're definitely talented enough to do that. And maybe they can make their own March memories. And they deserve it. It's a good group of guys.
As someone who's lived it, how different is it playing this time of year in the conference tournament where you're playing day after day against teams that know you, then go to the NCAA tournament where teams really haven't had the chance to scout you like the teams in your own conference?
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I'm hoping and I'm believing that that's going to be very advantageous to Big Ten teams this year. You look at a team like Minnesota, they are desperate to get out of the league and play against somebody else. You look at a team like Purdue, it's going to be hard for teams to understand just how talented and explosive Carson Edwards is when you don't get to play him all the time, study him all the time. A team like the Iowa Hawkeyes, when Luka Garza plays with sharp elbows, he's a tough kid that it's going to be difficult for some of these other mid-level teams to handle him, depending on the seedings. Tyler Cook, above the rim guy. Yeah, I think the Big Ten is very good defensively from top to bottom. And if they can lock down and, if the officials let them play, they can be physical. Right? A lot of teams have a chance to make it to the second weekend. And this is just such an interesting year. As you guys know, there's no one very good from the Pac-12. There are a lot of Power 5 schools who are down. If there's ever been a year, Duke, Zion Williamson at Duke is maybe not even going to play. We'll just see how his health is. Virginia is good, but not unbeatable. Tennessee is great, but they're not unbeatable. It's not the same Kentucky team. I just think there are so many opportunities for a lot of teams, and hopefully the Big Ten will at least send three or four to the second weekend, and then you never know after that.
Jess, we always appreciate the insight, especially when it comes to the Hawkeyes. Thanks a lot, and we'll let you enjoy the rest of the tournament now that it's underway.
Yeah, hopefully the Hawkeyes will get some momentum and start rolling, and it'll be a good weekend for the fans. It's definitely there for the taking.
Former Hawkeye standout Jess Settles joining us as the Big Ten tournament gets underway in Chicago at the United Center. Two games today, the one in progress right now, Nebraska and Rutgers. The winner advances to take on Maryland tomorrow. Northwestern and Illinois to follow tonight, roughly 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. And as we all know, in Eastern Iowa, the winner of that game advances to take on the Hawkeyes tomorrow night. A little bit after, it should be about the same start time, 8:30. They will follow, I believe it's Penn State and Minnesota in game 5 of the tournament.
Ohio State, Indiana, Minnesota. I think that today they are feeling a little bit more heat than they were. And of course, they're on the bubble. Life on the bubble isn't great. But a bid just got stolen away from the rest of the tournament field last night. And that's one less bubble team. Somebody got knocked off the bubble. And I agree with Jess. I wish that we would have some idea before these conference tournament starts of what the committee was thinking and who they covet as those last four in, first four out. So you have some kind of barometer of what to expect and what these teams need to do. But right now, we're flying blind, which, you know what? It adds to the intrigue.
But you wouldn't be able to do that without radically changing or radically altering how you put teams into the tournament, because the auto bids, some of the auto bids would still be up for grabs. That, and you'd have to take into account or figure... and. It's impossible to do. I like the idea of it, but it's impossible to implement.
I guess you just have to go with the number one seeds as put, assume they get the auto bid, but this year that hasn't worked out because what, number one seeds are 2-11 in their conference or 2-11 in their conference tournaments?
And as you mentioned last night, Gonzaga's loss is going to affect somebody, maybe Indiana. As we mentioned, a must-win game for both Ohio State and IU tomorrow. Great catching up with Jess. We got the 6 o'clock showdown on tap in the third and final hour tonight. Your opportunity to win some more great prizes from us. Already gave away the $30 La Cantina gift card. But have no fear. We've got an opportunity for you to win with us tomorrow. We've got tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center. And all you need to do to win them is join us at Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road tomorrow. The next KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. We'll be doing the entire show from 4 until 7 at Mulligan's. Should be a lot of great Big Ten basketball to check out. Lots of other conference tournament games going on as well. So stop on in. Enjoy happy hour from 3 until 6. And then 6 until close, half price wings. So if you're looking for a place to watch the Iowa basketball game tomorrow night, Mulligan's, put it on the list. Kyle's going to have a big board update, and we'll have more for you after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
School is in session on KGYM. Attend the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes weekdays from 3 until 4. Then sit in on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 to 7. But when the bell rings and it's time to go home, don't forget about extracurricular activities on Smart FM. Like Live from the Soundboard with Glenn Gardner Saturday nights at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. And great new wave tracks on High Tide with Just John Saturday nights at 8. Smart FM.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You gotta watch out for him. He's a good earner, but he's wild. Takes too many chances.
65% of my Twitter followers at Todd Brommelkamp answered Rutgers when I asked who they would take in game 1 of the Big Ten tournament. They're looking sort of prescient right now. Rutgers with a 14-8 lead over Tim Miles and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This could be it for Tim Miles as head coach of the Huskers. Speaking of Chicago and the Big Ten tournament, the Iowa Hawkeyes bus has officially rolled in to the Windy City. The Hawkeyes Twitter account sharing photos of Fran McCaffrey and the team as they disembarked the bus at the team hotel today. Hawkeyes will face the winner of Game 2 of the tournament coming up tonight at 8 o'clock, Illinois and Northwestern. Northwestern likely without the services of Vic Law. Let's bring Kyle into the studio. He's going to give you a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today before Iowa State and Iowa both begin playing their conference tournaments tomorrow. Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. The Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he's going to be back, and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, and was third in 3-point percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, however, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of 5 finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is in a different air among her peers, also one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a 2-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost 5 of their last 6. Fortunately for them, though, Northwestern is the worst team in the league and losers of 11 of 12 and without star player Vic Law. Tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we'll have the Warriors and Rockets on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Bad news for fans of the Chicago White Sox. Yet another pitching prospect looking as if he will have to succumb to the knife. Dane Dunning, the former Florida standout, one of the top pitching prospects in the White Sox organization, who's been shut down for most of spring training, set to meet with Dr. James Andrews on Monday. So the White Sox, Rick Hahn, the general manager, saying all options are on the table, all options including Tommy John surgery. White Sox have a lot of talent in that farm system. Unfortunately, some of those big arms like Michael Kopech and now Dane Dunning are recovering from surgeries. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Your opportunity or conduit to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. We'll have the 6 o'clock showdown for you on tap when we return. Plus, the seeds have been announced for the NCAA wrestling tourney. No surprise here, but Iowa will have one top seed at the NCAA wrestling tournament. We'll run down those when we return as well. And keep an eye on what's going on in Chicago at the Big Ten tournament. Both the games on the BTN tonight. As we mentioned earlier, the Big 12 tournament getting underway in a couple minutes in Kansas City. The TCU-Oklahoma State game, as well as West Virginia-Oklahoma, both on ESPNU tonight for our Cyclone fans who are especially interested in that first game, since that's the portion of the bracket that Iowa State resides on. Cyclones taking the court again tomorrow, as Kyle mentioned, against Baylor. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM. It should not affect any local programming, unless it was like 20 overtimes or something like that. Hour number three, the 6 o'clock hour, kicks off when we return after this.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Golic, did you know that Gatorade Zero has all the same electrolytes but with zero sugar?
I did know that because I drank some Gatorade Zero after I ran 2 miles at the gym this morning.
Two? Please, I ran 3.
Did I mention I also was on a 6 incline?
You didn't, but that's interesting because that's 2 less than I was on.
Were you also running backwards? Because I was.
No.
Gatorade Zero, all the electrolytes with zero sugar. So you can get more out of zero.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/16/19. See associate for details.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Happy NFL New Year. The league year and free agency is now underway. One player staying put, though, is running back Adrian Peterson with the Redskins. ESPN's Josina Anderson reports Peterson will get a 2-year deal worth $8 million. Peterson gained over 1,000 yards at age 33 last season. Our Adam Schefter reports the Raiders will sign wideout Tyrell Williams. It'll be a 4-year deal worth $44 million. Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray held his pro day today in Norman, Oklahoma. Representatives from several NFL teams were there. The Giants are planning to meet with Murray today. The Cardinals hold the number one pick, but could another team like the Giants move up to get Murray? ESPN's Todd McShay.
Even though I mocked him at one, and I think there's a good chance, and I like the scheme fit, and that ultimately is why I wound up putting him there, it just feels to me like they're trying to bait somebody to move up to come get him.
Todd McShay on Golic and Wingo. The Mass Supreme Judicial Court today reinstates the murder conviction of former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. The conviction was under appeal when Hernandez killed himself in prison almost 2 years ago. Willis May, the head football coach at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, resigns. May says the tragedy at the school more than a year ago has never left him. 17 were killed in a shooting, including assistant coach Aaron Fize and athletic director Chris Hickson. Another automatic bid to the NCAA tournament on the line tonight in the Patriot League, Bucknell against Colgate.
The Golden State Warriors begin a 4-game road trip in Houston and look to avoid the 4-game season sweep against the Rockets. Coverage begins tonight at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Presented by Indeed.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fired!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's no more tank!
Yep, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid March 14th through 17th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
A different kind of take your dog to work day for Alex Bowman.
I've got two dogs, Finn and Roscoe. Roscoe's kind of a psychopath. Finn's a good one.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
With warmer weather just around the corner, there's no better time to tackle that next job. And at AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. And if your check engine light is on, our free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. Your check engine light may indicate a variety of issues, from a loose gas cap to a bad catalytic converter. No matter the problem, our free Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely cause, saving you time and money down the road. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Victory Junction was young race driver Adam Petty's dream. He worked toward building a camp where children with serious medical conditions could concentrate on fun and not their illness or disease. When he died tragically, his family and friends around NASCAR made sure that dream came true. Today, Victory Junction is a camp that provides fun, life-changing experiences to children dealing with illnesses and disabilities, all at no cost to the camper. Help us serve more children by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Alex Bowman is a dog person, and that fits in with his paint scheme this week at Auto Club Speedway. His dogs, Finn and Roscoe, will adorn the quarter panels of his number 88 Chevrolet to promote sponsor Nationwide's pet insurance.
That's a cool deal, being able to kind of tie my dogs in with that. So that's neat. Like I said, I wish they could just travel with me more, but I guess we're not allowed on our planes, so kind of a bummer. I guess Kyle Busch's dog pooped on one of the Hendrick planes, so thanks, Kyle. Really appreciate that.
Elsewhere, the NASCAR Hall of Fame will announce the 20 nominees for the class of 2020 this evening. Check MRN.com for the full list. And don't forget, next week is STP Week here on MRN. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
6:05, and this time tomorrow night, we're going to be enjoying half-price wings at Mulligan's. It'll be a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. How do you find Mulligan's? Very simple. The address is 1060 Old Marion Road. If you're on Interstate 380, north or south, just take the 42nd Street exit and head east until it tees out with Old Marion Road. Take a left-hand turn. You'll see Mulligan's not too far up the street on the left-hand side. Happy hour from 3 until 6 daily. And then, as we mentioned, half-price wings, 6 until close on Thursdays. Iowa will be taking on either Illinois or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament at about 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So good opportunity for you to find a spot to watch the game if you don't have any plans. Stick around after the show is over tomorrow night. We're going to be drawing for tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center on the 29th of this month. 319-366-1600 is the number you'll need shortly for the 6 o'clock showdown. I aired earlier. I said we were going to have another $30 gift card to La Cantina. That is not accurate. We're going to go ahead and follow the rules here. And I see that we are to give away a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders on Friday, March 22nd. So we'll be playing for some Rough Riders tickets in a few minutes inside the showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds. We'll give you an opportunity to call when it's time. Checking in at the United Center, Rutgers currently with a 4-point lead over Nebraska, 18-14 at the Big Ten tournament. The winner of that contest advances to play. I'm blanking on my bracket right now. I thought I had it in front of me.
Who's
earlier.
The 5 seed?
Maryland.
They will play Maryland, the winner of Nebraska and Rutgers.
Vic Law being out for Northwestern tonight, I think all but assures Illinois cakewalks into a meet. If I'm Fran McCaffrey and his coaching staff, I know they said yesterday 50-50. My guess is they've been about 60 to 65, 35 Illinois prep over Northwestern. You do want to cover all your bases. If I'm Fran McCaffrey, I'm probably at about 80 to 85% in on Brad Underwood and Illinois game prep right now. I think it's going to be the Fighting Illini taking on the Hawkeyes tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think that right now you really start going back and finding out what your scout was on Illinois and everything that you did against them in that first game, because that was really one of the best offensive performances of the season for the Iowa Hawkeyes. They were unconscious in that game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And it's one of those situations where you don't know exactly what you're going to get from Illinois. Illinois went through a pretty good stretch in February, and then they hit the skids again. Once they got to the end of February into March, they've lost, what, five of their last six games. Their only victory came at home against Northwestern. So I know if you're Fran McCaffrey, they got to the hotel, you're locked in, because this program, for the mood of everyone involved, including the fans, including the team, including the coaching staff, they have to win the first-round game in the Big Ten tournament. They cannot afford to lose to another double-digit seed. And I know it's not going to affect their Big Ten, or excuse me, their NCAA tournament hopes. They're in. But for everyone involved, for all Iowa, they need to get a win against Illinois. Most likely, Illinois.
Pretty probably most likely Illinois. We will give you the news out of Iowa City and the wrestling room, which came down the line within the last hour. The Hawkeyes have five wrestlers seated eighth or better in 2 weeks at the NCAA championships in Pittsburgh. No surprise here, but Alex Marinelli will be the number one seed in the field at 165 pounds. Spencer Lee, seated third at 125, will take on Oklahoma's Christian Moody. Austin DeSanto will be the seventh seed at 133. He'll wrestle Cody Russell of Appy State. Max Murin is 22nd at 141. He draws a Big Ten opponent in Tristan Moran. Pat Lugo, the 10th seed at 149, will take on Joshua Maruka of Arizona State. Caleb Young, the 6th seed at 157, gets an Ivy League opponent, Dan Reed, out of Columbia. Marinelli, as we mentioned, the top seed, will wrestle either Joseph Smith of Oklahoma State or Tyler Moreland of Northwestern. At 184, Cash Wilkie is seeded 12th. He'll open up against Rutgers' Nick Gravina. Jacob Warner is the 5 seed at 197. He's got Bucknell's Drew Phipps to begin the tournament. And Sam Stoll getting in at heavyweight, a number 29 seed on Sam Stoll. He will wrestle Lehigh's Jordan Wood in the opening round of the heavyweight portion of the bracket. So the Hawkeyes pretty much bringing a full contingent with them to the NCAA championships in a couple weeks. If you are a wrestling fan and somehow were unaware that Mark Ironside joins Scott and Mark on the Gym Class every Wednesday, well, you could check out the podcast of today's show. The Gym Class airs from 3 until 4, Monday through Friday. Just head on over to kgymradio.com and look for the podcasts tab. Speaking of the Gym Class, those guys are going to be touching base with Smokin' Dave Koken in Las Vegas tomorrow.
Hopefully
I'm sure
he has some thoughts on the Big Ten tournament.
He's going to have, so you better believe he's going to be dialed in on Illinois and Iowa if that's the matchup. But tune in tomorrow, and Smokin' Dave Koken will give you some insight into how to win some money at these conference tournaments going on across the country right now. We need to move along to the 6 o'clock showdown. We need two contestants right now, callers number 1 and 2, to 319-366-1600. Again, playing for tickets to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders game on Friday, the 22nd of March. So a couple weeks from now, you can see the Riders in action at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Callers number 1 and 2, you'll have an opportunity to answer 7 questions in 60 seconds. If you can answer more questions correctly than your opponent, you're off to see some USHL action. The Rough Riders playing some really good hockey right now. 366-1600. We'll find out who our contestants are and play the 6 o'clock showdown when we return after this.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com. You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the restyled Honda Civic. So I named a new category, Spayflu. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver-assistive features, like Honda Sensing, and the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
The Menards Distribution Center and Midwest Manufacturing Facility in Shell Rock are hiring. Full and part-time jobs are available in warehouse, production, internship, and manager trainee positions. Menards offers great pay and benefits, including shift differential and weekend bonus pay, a store discount, and profit sharing. You'll enjoy a great work environment with lots of career opportunities. Apply in person at the Menards Distribution Center, located at 22281 Wrangler Road in Shell Rock, or apply online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
James Harden, Chris Paul, and the Houston Rockets have spent the last two seasons with one main goal in mind. Taking down the Golden State Warriors. Tonight, the Rockets look for the four-game season sweep.
Harden with one, at the buzzer, a three. Got it!
While the Warriors are getting ready for playoff mode.
Durant, the stop. Here's Curry, left wing three. Got them all.
Tonight, starting at 8 o'clock here on the gym, KGYM.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Bring the kids. We got entertainment for the whole family.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
We have Greg in Cedar Rapids, who's going to be answering my questions, and Robert in Cedar Rapids will be answering Alex's question. Gentlemen, how are we tonight?
Good.
Doing well.
All right. Greg, I'm going to have you hang tight and remain quiet. Robert and Alex are going to determine whether they will go first or second.
I will leave it up to Robert. Robert, what do you think?
Let's go second.
All right. You and Greg will go first.
All right, Greg, I've got seven questions. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer to any of the questions, just say pass. If there's enough time, we will circle back around. Now, Robert, you're going to hear the questions as well. Please don't answer them. Greg does not need any help from anybody to win these Rough Riders tickets. Greg, when you are ready to go, your time will start.
Okay.
All right. Iowa will play one of these two teams tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament.
Illinois.
Correct. Which former Big Ten star was moved from the Browns to the Giants in the Odell Beckham Jr. trade? How many times have the Iowa men been to the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals since 2014?
Three.
Which All-Pro safety signed with the Kansas City Chiefs earlier this week?
Pass.
Out of 11 conference tournament automatic bids that have been handed out thus far, how many went to regular season champions out of 11? Which Iowa head coach did we find out unsuccessfully tried to do the worm after a win over Iowa State in 2016?
I'd pass.
Which UFC star was arrested earlier this week for strong-armed robbery?
Two.
Conor McGregor? Okay.
So that was two.
Okay.
All right. Robert, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Your 60 seconds will begin right now. This conference is holding its women's basketball tournament in the Quad Cities this weekend.
Big 12.
What SEC school did Odell Beckham Jr. attend?
LSU.
Where are the Iowa women ranked in this week's AP Top 25?
Number 8.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon says he expects this reliever to be ready by opening day. Is it Brandon Morrow, Mike Montgomery, or Pedro Strop?
Pedro Strop.
Cody Parkey was officially released by this NFL team.
Chicago Bears.
Name one of the two teams currently playing in the Chicago at the Big Ten tournament right now.
Rutgers.
Where did Iowa place at last week's Big Ten wrestling tournament?
Third.
It's a convincing 6-2-2 win tonight on the 6 o'clock showdown. Greg, we appreciate you playing. Robert, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. Alex notches another 6 o'clock showdown victory. And more importantly, Robert is the winner of some free tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders Friday, the 22nd of March. Tickets to all remaining home games for the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders available online at RiderTownUSA.com. Let's go over the questions that we missed here. Jabril Peppers is the former Big Ten star moved from Cleveland to the Giants in the Odell Beckham Jr. deal, the same deal that the Giants didn't want to let everybody know on Twitter who they traded away. They only named who they were receiving from the Browns. Zero is the end. The Iowa men have been to the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals zero times since 2014. Honey Badger, Tyrone Mathieu, the all-pro safety signed by the Kansas City Chiefs, agreeing to terms earlier this week. Nobody can sign or could sign officially until today, which is the start of the new league year. Only two regular season conference tournament champions out of 11 received auto bids to the NCAA tournament by winning their conference tournament as well. And Lisa Bluter, we found out from Tania Davis on last night's program, tried to do the worm after beating Iowa State in 2016. Video does exist. You can find it on YouTube.
It's classic. Just look up Lisa Bluter worm. I think it's about a 4-minute video of interviews and highlights, and just go to about the point where there's like a minute left in the video, and you can see Lisa Bluter doing the worm. The only question that was missed from your set of questions, Todd, the conference that's holding their women's basketball tournament in the Quad Cities this weekend, that would be the Missouri Valley Conference.
Missouri Valley Conference, the Big 12 Women's Championship wrapped up on Monday as number one Baylor knocked off the Iowa State women. But Jenny Lillis and the Drake Bulldogs, the top seed in the MVC tournament, trying to wrap up an automatic bid on the women's side, should have a lot of great basketball being played in the women's NCAA tournament. I know the Hawkeyes are allowing fans to come watch the NCAA selection show with them. Got a release on that earlier today. At Carver Hawkeye Arena on Monday, they're going to open the doors at 4:30.
That's awesome.
And celebrate the Big Ten Championship around 5 o'clock. Fans and then will join the team in watching the selection show live at 6 o'clock. Concession stands in the Hawk Shop as well as the ticket office will be open during that event. So if you're an Iowa basketball fan or fan of the women's basketball team, you have an opportunity to celebrate with the Hawkeyes on Monday as they find out who they'll be playing in the NCAA tournament at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Right now, Charlie Cream, the bracketologist from ESPN, has them as a 2 seed, taking on UC Davis in the first round, the 15 seed, in a pod with Central Michigan, the 7 seed, in UCF. You mentioned Drake. Right now, they are slated as a 7 seed, and according to this bracketology, would take on Indiana in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Jenny Baranchak, formerly Jenny Lillis, played her college basketball for Lisa Bluter at Iowa, is one of the best young, up-and-coming women's basketball coaches in the country, and I can't imagine Drake is going to be able to hang on to her all that much longer. But I think she's got an opportunity to make some noise once again this year. A seven seed for Drake seems a little rough for me on the women's side of things. We did have somebody on the text line ask whether or not the Drake men have a shot at making the NCAA tournament. The answer to that, unfortunately, is no. The Missouri Valley Conference, a one-bid league this year, and that bid goes to the Bradley Braves.
I am just hoping that the Drake Bulldogs can get into the NIT. And it's probably a long shot at this point because of all of the number one seeds in conference tournaments that get automatic bids. So if you're not familiar with the way things work, number one seeds in non-power conferences who win their league and don't make it to the NCAA tournament get automatic bids into the NIT. So from the Missouri Valley Conference, that's Loyola. They're going to be in, and there are going to be a number of other teams like Lipscomb and UNC Greensboro and Belmont probably that get in, and you think about the numbers and wonder whether Drake will be playing postseason basketball, but I really hope that they are, because they need something to reward them for a great year.
Yeah, the NIT tries to look at who's going to draw and things of that nature, and you mentioned Loyola, the one seed. They tied. Drake finished tied for the regular season title, but I think there's only one guarantee to a regular season champion. Loyola, hard to pass up, a team that went to the Final Four last year if you're the NIT. So unfortunately, you know, with the injuries and everything, it may not be the worst thing in the world for the Bulldogs to not be in the NIT. But the job that Darren DeVries did this season, if Drake did make it to the NCAA tournament, had they won everything in St. Louis, you would have had plenty of packages running on CBS during next week's March Madness, and you would have been introducing him and the Bulldogs, I think, to a nationwide audience. Speaking of March Madness, coming up next week, we've got not one but two opportunities for you to win big just for filling out brackets. We have our own bracket challenge here at KGYM. We've partnered with the good friends at Imon Communications for that. Somebody is going to win $500 in cash. All you need to do is head on over to KGYMradio.com and look for our link to our bracket challenge featuring the Imon Communications logo. Follow the instructions and fill out your bracket. Make sure that it's done before the first game tips off next Thursday. And whoever has the best bracket at the end is going to win $500 in cash courtesy of Imon. Now, we also have partnered with our friends from CBS2 to promote their March Mania Bracket Challenge. Somebody can win a 55-inch HD4 TV courtesy of KGAN. All you need to do to get details on how to enter their bracket challenge is to head on over to our website again, kgymradio.com. Click the link. It has all the information needed. So two bracket challenges, two opportunities for our listeners to win big next week just for filling out brackets. And again, everything you need is located at kgymradio.com. We are bringing Kyle into the studio. He's going to bring you a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today before Iowa State and Iowa both begin playing their conference tournaments tomorrow. Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. The Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he'll be back, and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, as well as third in three-point percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of five finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is in a different air among her peers, also named one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a 2-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost 5 of their last 6. But fortunately for them, Northwestern is the worst team in the league, losers of 11 of 12 and without star player Vic Law. Tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Warriors and Rockets on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
And it has been confirmed by Northwestern that Vic Law is out for tonight's game. So an uphill battle, an uphill climb became that much more difficult for Chris Collins and the Wildcats. We'll take a quick timeout. When we return, we'll check in on Nebraska and Rutgers at the Big Ten Tournament in Chicago. And have you heard? Odell Beckham Jr. got traded to the Cleveland Browns. Are the Browns the team to beat in the AFC? It's our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. An update on NFL free agency after this.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Wedding season is upon us, and the easiest way to look fresh for the big day is with theblacktux.com. The Black Tux has awesome suits and tuxedos that you rent online. With their free home try-on, you can see the fit and feel the quality of your suit months before your event. After ordering, it will arrive 14 days before your event. Stand out for the right reasons with the Black Tux. For $20 off your purchase, visit theblacktux.com and enter code SPAIN. That's theblacktux.com, code SPAIN.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like your style, your politics, or your sense of humor. I don't like what you say or how you say it.
Happy birthday wishes going out to frequent friend of the program, Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Don't have an exact number on that, but Mark has been self-deprecating all day on Twitter with regards to his age. I believe some notable Hawkeye birthdays today as well. Former Hawkeye running back Akram Wadley and Phil Parker, defensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes, also sharing a birthday with Mark Morehouse. If we had the Stephen A. Smith sounder that they play on the I don't want to do anything that the Levitard show does, because then somebody out there is just going to say that we're stealing from them.
You'd have to find that
by docketing, and I refuse to do that. I don't ever search for my own name, so I just have probably given a ton of ammunition out there to all of the people who don't like listening to the program, but I've coined that term, docketing. We were talking about that yesterday with the Iowa men's basketball team. They're off Twitter. They're not seeking out any negative information or negative comments about their performance so far. That Vic Law news, by the way, which has been confirmed, Vic Law out tonight for Northwestern, has had a little bit of an effect on betting for this game in Las Vegas. Illinois was about a 2.5-point favorite prior to the reveal that Law would be out. The Fighting Illini now favored by 3.5 points at the United Center in Game 2 of the Big Ten tournament. Rutgers is leading Nebraska at this point. The winner of this contest advances to take on number 5 seed Maryland as the Big Ten tournament officially underway in Chicago, my second favorite location for the Big Ten tournament. Chicago is a great city with a lot of things to do. There's just not much to do around the United Center. Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis is by far the best place to hold this tournament. I think it was Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune who caught up with outgoing Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney a couple days ago for a wide-ranging interview. Delaney hinted that the Big Ten may be looking at moving the tournament to some other locations on a rotating basis, including Minneapolis, which I guess if you've done Washington, D.C. and New York, Minneapolis isn't a further out of a lot of the Big Ten footprint than those two destinations. And I thought this one was interesting. Omaha, which would be a fascinating place for the Big Ten tournament.
I think Minneapolis would be awesome.
Now Minneapolis would be awesome. It's just
it's close to
Minnesota. It's difficult to get to for
the University.
Anytime you're not centrally located, it puts a strain on teams' fan bases to get there. Now, of course, you could always fly to Minneapolis, but I'm talking about the majority of fans drive to conference tournaments. They don't fly there, and that's why Chicago, Indianapolis have both made a ton of sense in the past as far as easing the travel burden on the fan bases. The reports are that a pretty heavy, not that tonight's games at the United Center are terribly well attended, but Illinois should have a little bit of a crowd advantage over Northwestern when it's time for that game to tip off. It's going to be the Hawkeyes and the Fighting Illini tomorrow night at about 8:30.
It will be. I Vic Law out for Northwestern, a team that is already struggling and already dealing with injuries and a swoon at the end of the season and really hasn't experienced a whole lot of success in the past couple of months. I think that Northwestern gets bounced pretty easily, and it's going to set up an interesting matchup tomorrow. Whether or not the Iowa Hawkeyes can get up off the mat and not only try to turn around this late season swoon, which is something they have not been able to do under Fran McCaffrey, but also trying to get rid of the bad juju that has been taking place in and around the Big Ten tournament.
We will know this time tomorrow whether or not Iowa State is still alive at the Big 12 tournament. They tip off at 11:30 against Baylor. It's the first game of the day at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. It'll be on ESPN2. We want you to listen to it on 1600 AM. John Walters and Eric Heft will have the call from Kansas City. That should not affect any local programming tomorrow. The game will be wrapped up well before Scott and Mark take the airwaves on 1600 AM at 3 o'clock. So Iowa State in action early, Iowa in action late tomorrow at the Big 12 and Big 10 tournaments, respectively. 319-366-1600. That's your basketball update for the day. Lots of news and notes from the National Football League, but as we mentioned back in hour number one, there will be no bigger story today than the news that broke at about 7 o'clock last night. Nothing could become official until today because the NFL officially kicked off its new year today. But the news broke last night, literally minutes after we left the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa. Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns. Are the Browns the team to beat in the AFC? Our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. They have the third best odds to win the division behind only New England and Kansas City. But as we mentioned earlier tonight, you have to take the Browns seriously. They had one of the best defenses in the NFL last year. And when you look at the offensive pieces that Freddie Kitchens is going to have to use at his disposal, that's a fantasy football lineup. I mean, these guys, people are very quick to forget that this team took a flyer on Kareem Hunt, who will miss a significant amount of time, most likely due to a suspension. And this is not a referendum on his ability as a human being, but that's a talented young football player who can really be a game changer for the Browns if they tread water even until he gets back from his suspension at the midway point or whatever it winds up being. But Baker Mayfield has a ton of offensive players that he can either hand the ball to or throw the ball to. 14-1 on the Browns to win the Super Bowl next year.
You mentioned Kareem Hunt and him and Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb had an outstanding rookie season, over 5 yards per carry for the rookie out of Georgia. And when Kareem Hunt comes back, like you said, that's a formidable backfield. We have gone over the fantasy football lineup that's going to be the Cleveland Browns next year on offense if they can all stay healthy. But I think more than anything, you have to give John Dorsey all the credit in the world, because how long ago was it where we were talking about Cleveland as a punchline, not just in the sense of what they were doing on the field, but also in the sense that nobody wanted to go there? The Cleveland Browns were never going to be players on Odell Beckham Jr. They were never going to get a guy like Jarvis Landry to come there. They were never going to bring in, I know that he's had some off-the-field issues, but a guy like Kareem Hunt. But they built from within. They started the turnaround. And I go back to Hard Knocks last year, where it was Hugh Jackson saying, this is going to be one of the best stories in the league, the turnaround that we're about to have. Now, he was right. He just didn't realize that it was going to come as a result, pretty much, of him leaving.
I can't remember whether it was on Stephen A. Smith's show earlier today or the Will Cain show, the 1 hour that we do carry before local programming covers it up, but I thought it was a very astute comparison. The comparison was made, John Dorsey is sort of like the football version of Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein was the general manager in Boston and led the Red Sox to breaking a World Series curse there, and then he came to Chicago and did the exact same thing there. John Dorsey did not win a Super Bowl in Kansas City, but certainly remade that team and now is remaking the Cleveland Browns. He seems to have a tremendous knack for putting the right personnel in place for a team to succeed.
And he's been one of the more underappreciated front office executives, quite honestly, in the NFL, because think about how the way that things ended in Kansas City. You have a head coach that wants to take over, so they fire the general manager in John Dorsey just before things get good. So I think John Dorsey now, this right here, turning around the most miserable franchise in sports, is going to cement his legacy as possibly a Hall of Fame type general manager or front office executive, because he's been well respected in the business for so long. But if you can take a team that just a couple of years ago was, let's see, their record in 2 years, 1-31, and get them to the playoffs and get them competing for Super Bowls and AFC championship games, which I expect them to do, it's a heck of a job. And I also love the fact that they're going for it now. They're not waiting. They're not trying to build young players and say, oh yeah, well, in a couple of years we'll put some more pieces around them. No. They have a young quarterback. They see that young quarterbacks can win in this league, and they're going for it now.
366-1600. What are the New York Football Giants doing in trading away everybody with the exception of Saquon Barkley and Eli Manning? Somebody on the text line wanted to know how this affects Saquon Barkley's fantasy value.
Pretty heavily.
I would say he's still going to do many of the things that he did this past season. My concern here is workload, and that ultimately leading to an injury. Well, they were relatively lucky with him this past season, but if he's their only option, if he's their horse, and they're going to run him into the ground, and the indications are that they're trending in a run-first offense, which is not what the rest of the NFL is doing these days. But if they're going to go run first and they're going to try to give the ball to Barkley 35, 40 times a game, that may be a little bit of an exaggeration. I don't see how he holds up without an injury over the course of a 17-game regular season.
Well, I don't like drafting in fantasy football just in these terms. I really don't like drafting players who are the only option for their offense because, yes, like you said, it affects their health. It also affects their productivity. I think a couple years ago to Todd Gurley, where he had less than 1,000 yards, averaged less than 3.5 yards per carry on a 4-win, Jeff Fisher led Jared Goff in his rookie season Rams team. So I really don't like Saquon Barkley as a fantasy football player going into this year. I think there are plenty of other options at running back that you can choose. And like I said, being the only option isn't a good thing. But the New York Giants, the team that may jump up to number one and get Kyler Murray, are they looking at some of these quarterbacks? They have to now, right? They're rebuilding. They're throwing in the towel.
Kyler Murray had his pro day today at Oklahoma. We talked yesterday with Matt Verderam of FanSided. His prediction was Kyler Murray goes number one overall, but not to Arizona. Does New York move up and take Kyler Murray number one overall as the heir to Eli Manning?
I think they're exploring the option. I know that it doesn't matter after a pro day if a team meets with a player. That's nothing more. That really doesn't mean a whole lot. But I think the Giants, they have to get a quarterback. They have to make a move to get the quarterback. They can't keep putting this off because they've put this off for 3 years now. And I've never been somebody that bashes Eli Manning. I know that for some reason he's a lightning rod for criticism, and I'm not going to take away the two Super Bowls that he won because he was as good as any quarterback in the playoffs during those two runs, and he beat the Patriots. So you can't take that away from him. But right here, right now, he looks like Peyton Manning did at the end of his career. He can't throw the football more than 5 yards down the field. He has no escapability. He has no offensive line. And he can't get away from pressure. So they have to find his replacement to make this offense work. And it would have been a heck of a lot better if they did that with the best top three wide receiver in the game right now.
And in case you're wondering how things are going for Antonio Brown now that he's a member of the Oakland, soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, he was late for his introductory news conference today. So as far as making a first impression goes on that fan, I think they're just happy to have him at this point. But the first sign of many to come, most likely, that the problems that he was causing or part of in Pittsburgh are going to follow him across the country to the West Coast. That being said, you're probably pretty happy if you are Derek Carr.
I am so interested to see how this works. Are you not? Because I've been one of the main critics of John Gruden. And I still don't think, I still don't have confidence that he's going to be able to win consistently in Oakland. How is this all going to work? Are they going to be well coached offensively enough to move the ball? Is the talent so good that it really doesn't matter? Because I know people are bringing up the Browns and Freddie Kitchens. Well, at least last year they showed some ability. After Hugh Jackson was fired, when Freddie Kitchens took over as the play caller, they played their best football of the season. For the Raiders, they still have some issues. They have to replace a guy like Kelechi Osemele. I want to know what they look like with Antonio Brown and Derek Carr in the mix, but with John Gruden still calling the plays.
My phone is blowing up on me. I keep looking, and every time it vibrates over here, it's a score notification from the Blackhawks game. They're taking on the Maple Leafs, and they're up 4-0 early on, a game involving two of the better American-born players in the NHL between Austin Matthews and Patrick Kane. That is your daily, weekly, 3 seconds of National Hockey League reference on the program. It's been a while since we've mentioned what's going on in Chicago. They are actually in the second half underway, the last minute and a half or so of the second half. Rutgers is still clinging to about a four-point lead over Nebraska. It's 30-26. Rutgers is in the lead with 18 minutes and 21 seconds remaining. The winner of that game advances to take on number 5 seed Maryland. The game that will follow Rutgers and Nebraska is the game of interest to most in Eastern Iowa on the Big Ten Network. It'll be Illinois, the tournament's number 11 seed, facing the number 14 seeded Northwestern Wildcats, who are without, and it has been confirmed by Northwestern that Vic Law, their best player, will not play tonight. So Illinois, now a 3.5-point favorite over the Wildcats. Illinois, most likely the opponent tomorrow night for the Iowa Hawkeyes at the United Center. 366-1600. Join us tomorrow. We will be at Mulligan's for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. Probably not sticking around for tip-off of Iowa and either Northwestern or Illinois, but you certainly can as well. And if you join us, you can win tickets, not to see a future Hawkeye basketball game, but to see Sticks at the U.S. Cellular Center later this month. We've got a pair of tickets. We're going to give them away just for joining us tomorrow at Mulligan's. 1060 Old Marion Road. Get there early. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 4. And from 6 until close tomorrow night, half-price wings, boneless and bone-in. We will take our final timeout of the night. When we come back, Kyle will get you a final big board update, and we will be out the door for yet another Wednesday edition of the program. Back with more after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the perfect place to see all the shots, blocks, and dunks of the men's college basketball tournament. March 21st and 22nd. Watch the games on 4 giant screens while enjoying competitions and door prizes absolutely free. Enhance the party with the VIP experience and get a chance to win 2 Iowa men's basketball season tickets for the 2020 season. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at RiversideCasinoAndResort.com. Riverside Ruckus, March 21st and 22nd at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Sarah Spain here. Now that I'm married and have a mortgage, I need to start thinking about things like buying life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can't afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. A cup of coffee costs more than that. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 800-780-7070. That's 800-780-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Sarah. That's SelectQuote.com/Sarah.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
You're number one. I got to be a part of that.
I'm just watching some old footage on Twitter from an account that I follow. If you're a baseball fan, especially a vintage baseball fan, follow Flagstaff Films on Twitter. That's their Twitter handle, at Flagstaff Films. And they have just a bunch of old archival clips of home movie-type footage of baseball from across the different eras, mainly from the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I was watching a clip of the Mets in Houston in 1963. A lot of Ron Hunt in that video, where Ron Hunt played in Cedar Rapids as a member of the Braves organization. He's a member of the Cedar Rapids Professional Baseball Hall of Fame and likes to come back to Cedar Rapids once a year to take in Colonels games at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Quite an interesting guy if you've ever gotten the chance to meet him. At one point in time, I held the Major League Baseball record for career hit by pitches. I think he has since lost that title. I believe Craig Biggio,
that was the first name that popped into my head.
Craig Biggio surpassed him, and he may not even be number two on the list anymore. But interesting stuff there if you're a Twitter user. Flagstaff Films, give them a follow. 366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, been very active today. Lots of people weighing in on the bombshell news that Odell Beckham Jr. traded from the Cleveland Browns, from the Giants to the Cleveland Browns yesterday. Just minutes after we left the air, the news broke, and the NFL has been sort of radioactive, reacting to the fallout since then. The Browns jumped from a 25-1 to 14-1 semi-favorite to win the Super Bowl. The same as the Green Bay Packers odds at this point. The Packers also have done quite well for themselves, at least in free agency. They haven't made any big trades, but they've made some acquisitions from a free agent standpoint that should have them competing for the NFC North next season. Kyle has rejoined us in the studio for the final time today. He's ready with a big board update.
It's the calm before the storm today. Before Iowa State and Iowa both begin playing their conference tournaments tomorrow, Iowa State will tip off against Baylor at 11:30, and we're going to pick up coverage on the main gym at 11. The Cyclones are clearly struggling, having lost 5 of 6 to finish the regular season and with tensions rising in the locker room. But even though Baylor swept the season series, there are a number of things working in Iowa State's favor. First of all, Shayok says he's going to be back, and he led a Cyclone offense that led the Big 12 in points per game, field goal percentage, and free throw percentage, and was third in three-point percentage. Furthermore, the Cyclones are third in turnover margin, while the Bears are second to last. Baylor does figure to have a significant advantage on the boards, however, something that played a major factor in the most recent meeting. Leader of the Cyclone women's team, Bridget Carlton, was named one of 5 finalists for the Cheryl Miller Award today, which goes to the nation's top small forward. Coincidentally, Shayok is also a finalist for the top small forward among the men, but Carlton is just in a different air among her peers, also named one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award. The Iowa men are set to tip off tomorrow night, sometime around 8:30, but we don't know and won't know until later tonight who they'll be matched up with. They'll face the winner of Northwestern and Illinois, a game to be played around 8 and viewed on the BTN. The Illini are a 2-point favorite, but they, like Iowa and Iowa State, have lost 5 of their last 6. Fortunately for them, Northwestern is the worst team in the league, losers of 11 of 12 and without star player Vic Law. Tonight after the show, beginning around 8 o'clock, we're going to have the Warriors and Rockets on all 3 KJYM frequencies.
1600 a.m. tomorrow. John Walters and Eric Heft will be at the Sprint Center in Kansas City as Iowa State takes on Baylor. The Cyclones looking to improve their seeding position for the NCAA tournament. We mentioned Joe Lunardi currently has Iowa State as a 7 seed, Iowa as a 9 seed. Somebody on the text line wanted to know what Iowa can do to move off of the 8-9 seed at this point. The answer is lose. They're not going to move up because they're a 9 in most brackets. So they're either going to be a 9 or an 8 if they do well. They could lose, and that would put them in peril. But they're not moving. In my opinion, they're not moving off that 8-9 line, regardless of what happens. But we will find out tomorrow, and we want you to find out with us. Join us for a little pre-gaming as we take the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com, on the road to Mulligan's. We'll be doing the show from 4 until 7. Half-price wings from 6 until close tomorrow night. 1060 Old Marion Road. We'll see you there. You may even win some tickets to see Styx at the U.S. Cellular Center later this month. Podcast available now at KGYMRadio.com.